Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This morning at Canterbury, US Navy Flag had a media morning, and Ray Hickson was there from Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I have seen some little vision of the gallop. I noted the blinkers went on the horse this morning.
Look, we asked Tom Magnier about that and Andrew Murphy, the foreman. He tends to work in blinkers quite a bit because he's a bit of a lazy kind of worker, and that was a bit of a question I had myself because I don't know if you'd noticed his previous gallops, he'd kind of struggled to pick up the lead horse a little bit, and he definitely picked him up this morning, and he picked him up and put him away. So I think he's on track. I think, Andrew, the big question everyone wants to know is how he's going to handle whatever conditions are presented at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, they seem to be up in the air that they don't want any more rain, and I think I've got some bad news for them.
Yeah. I asked the question as to whether if we had a track around the soft seven range that we had on Saturday at Randwick, would it be fine? And they seem to think that that would be okay, but certainly better than that would be preferable. He's also an interesting part of the speed picture in the race, Andrew. He's generally an on-pace horse over in the UK. Whether he has the early speed to match it with horses like Home of the Brave and Red Cell early, I guess the barrier draw might tell us a little bit about that. But as far as the preparation goes, I think they're really happy. They've just got their fingers crossed that we get some favours with the weather.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. It is interesting, just with the pace. I was just talking with Paul Snowden. The suggestions are it's maybe Home of the Brave going forward and Red Zell, but then I think someone rang in and actually threw up US Navy Flag as a possible leader.
I think he is a possible leader. I think the other one that's a possible leader, Andrew, is Vega Magic. Having spoken to Tom Davenig over the weekend, they seem to think his best form is when he's allowed to run a little bit like he was in the Bletchingley Stakes when he won by four or five lengths with the blinkers on. So I think those four horses are probably the key to the pace. It's just a matter, I think the barrier draw will probably sort it out a little bit. But if US Navy Flag has the pace to be up there with likes of Home of the Brave, it'll make it a very interesting race.
Having chatted with Tom Magnier and seen US Navy Flag this morning, how did you walk off Canterbury?
I think that they're really, really pleased. I think they feel that they've bought the right horse out here. Just again, it's just a matter of what the weather does to Randwick.
Yep,
as
understand.
The weather will see him produce his. But I think they feel that he is a horse good enough to win. But I think the track conditions, he pointed to a couple of soft track wins in the UK that were probably more on the good to soft rather than the sort of, I think they call it yielding over there, soft to yielding tracks. So I'd say the smaller the number of the Randwick track ratings, the better his chances.
Understand. All right, Ray, we'll get more on the Racing New South Wales website through the morning. And